You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so we are wrapping up Volume 6. We're wrapping up Unit 18, and also we are wrapping up the Old Testament today. So it is
that
a
is
big
right.
Sunday.
It is, yes.
So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 18, Session 5, which is titled The Old Testament Points to Jesus. And this is coming out of Luke 1 and John 1. That's right, you heard that correctly. We are in the New Testament now. All right, so let's talk through the big idea of this session. God spoke to his people through the prophets, men like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Malachi. We saw that Malachi was the last prophet of the Old Testament. Malachi warned the people of their sin and encouraged them to remember the promised Messiah. Then God was silent for 400 years. This week, we'll learn how the time had finally come for God to raise up another prophet to speak to his people again. We'll see that a man named John was sent by God as a witness to the coming Messiah. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's John told the people that Jesus was coming. And for kids, it's John was sent by God as a witness to the coming Messiah. Let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra attention. And in younger preschool, there is an activity called paint with watercolors. And to avoid spills, you might consider using a spray bottle of water to spray the kids' paints instead of using water cups. Corey, what do we have going on in kids this week?
Absolutely. We have a few notes here. And so for our younger kids, there's an activity called His Name Will Be. And this is going to be a really fun game. It does, though, involve balloons and popping balloons. And so if you have children or even leaders who are really sensitive to noise, then one option instead of hiding letters inside the balloons is that you could hide the letters around the room and then challenge the kids to find them and put them in order to discover the name. And so there's just an alternative there. And then with our older kids, there's an activity called Clear the Way, sticking with a balloon theme here. The activity actually requests that you inflate 50 small balloons. And if you do not have the volunteer bandwidth or even the breath in yourself to sit and blow up 50 balloons, another option would be to play this game with table tennis balls or even just to take small pieces of paper and just wad it up or overturned cups. And so just some extra things for you to think through there with that activity. And then finally, in kids worship there for our group demo, this is going to need a puzzle to complete. And so just a reminder that if you don't have puzzles around the room or at home, that you could check out local thrift stores are often a great place to find some puzzles.
All right. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session. And like I said earlier, this is an exciting Sunday. And so I would encourage you to think of some small way that you can set it apart or celebrate what we've learned in the Old Testament and the transition we'll now make to focusing on the New Testament. Mm. So maybe that's briefly going over some of the stories we've covered in the Old Testament or asking kids what their favorite story was that we've covered, or maybe it's even having a special snack or something like that. But I think that it's always worth marking a moment like this, and this can be a really memorable time for kids, which is fun to be able to mark that milestone. You know, we've covered a lot of ground and we've learned a lot about who God is and what his plan is for his people. And that's worth celebrating.
I love that reminder, Maggie. And just to point kids towards celebration, I mean, accomplishing getting through the Old Testament is just really a feat. It's something that we really want to celebrate. And it is an essential framework and foundation for what they're going to be learning in the New Testament and will really bring it alive. And so a special celebration and anytime, you know, snacks can be involved, I say, is a win. So That's great. This session is essential for us as believers to understand because we can see the unfolding narrative all throughout Scripture. And from the first moment of creation until Christ's second coming, every single page, both old and new, is going to point us to Jesus and his redemptive work. And I love that the Old Testament heroes that we celebrate in those texts are going to point us to a better and truer hero who breaks the power of sin forever and restores his followers into right relationship with their creator.
Absolutely. That's such a good reminder and good summary of the gospel. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.